USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set another new record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. That's also brought the 7-day average to more than 3 million shots administered per day. The increased vaccination pace coming as some areas of the country are seeing an uptick in new cases of COVID. Michigan has recorded its largest number of new cases in a single day since December. The state says it saw more than 8,400 new cases on Saturday. And the personal data of over 500 million Facebook users has been discovered on a website for hackers. The names, Facebook IDs, phone numbers, and email addresses of users from more than 100 countries was found on the site. A Facebook spokesperson says the data was old and accessed during a previously acknowledged attack in 2019. The company says that issue has been fixed, but the leak is raising more questions about the security of social media companies like Facebook. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
More information has come out on the mass shooting in Orange, California. Wendy King has that story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing 4 people, including a child, and injuring 3 others, has now been charged with 4 counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces 4 felony counts of murder and 1 felony count of attempted murder. Also, 2 felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Orange police said Gonzalez knew the victims, locked the gates to the business complex before opening fire inside a business, which was called Unified Homes. The police fired on him through the gates and subdued him before using bolt cutters to break the bike locks and access the scene. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Condolences and tributes continue to flood in for fallen Capitol Police officer William Evans, the officer killed in Friday's attack on a security checkpoint at the U.S. Capitol. Flags at the White House have been ordered to half staff until Tuesday evening for the father of two, who was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Force. The suspect in the attack, 25-year-old Noah Green, was killed by police after hitting Evans and another officer with his car before ramming it into a barricade. Green was shot after exiting his car and running towards police wielding a knife. Congressman Seth Moulton says Friday's attack is a reminder that the Capitol is a constant target. The Massachusetts Democrat tells MSNBC that Congress needs to do what it can to make Capitol Hill safe for all Americans.
Well, it's clearly a constant target. And this is not something that any of us ever expected. I mean, look, I'm a United States Marine veteran. This is exactly what I expected in Baghdad. We were prepared to defend democracy against attacks. Running cars into checkpoints was an almost daily occurrence in that country. But I never imagined it as a lawmaker here in Washington, D.C. So we have to be vigilant, but much more than that, we have to get to the root cause of this violence. And that means that lawmakers need to come together, Democrats and Republicans, and put politics aside, including the politics of this fence, and do the right thing to make sure that Americans, not just lawmakers, but every American, is safe to practice democracy in Washington, D.C.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.